Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
Okay, so I'm here at Lawyer today with Allison Baker. She has started her solo career. I guess it's been a while. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about that. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been performing as a solo artist actually for many years. I did that while I was in Full Moon Radio too. So, how many years have I been performing? Like 10, 15 years. It's like 15 years of writing songs, and like my first show was at the Voyeur. When I was like, oh my god, how old was I? 18 or 19. As a solo artist, like playing my guitar.
Wow.
So
you had to, well, at least here it's all underage, so.
Yeah, there's an all ages like portion of the evening.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are some of the bigger shows that you've played? I know you've played all over, especially recently.
I played with these guys called Grayskull, and those are kind of bigger shows because they have a pretty big audience at this point. And I played Bumbershoot with them in South by Southwest, and I've played, like recently we played with Dead Prez, and which was really cool. And so those are some pretty big shows, and then with my band I've played some pretty big shows like throughout the years. A lot of them at the Capitol Theater, doing like the tribute band shows are always kind of bigger, and something that they do every year for Halloween time. And for as far as solo, like I don't know what that means exactly, because my solo stuff kind of bleeds into the stuff with Grayskull, you know, like it's my song, but I'm like performing it with them, so it's not exactly solo, you know, but it's
right.
Solo from Full Moon Radio, you
right.
know, so
right.
it's like,
right,
yeah.
So you just released an album. Was that, did they do the background for that, or?
No, Ghost Tracks was an album that I started writing like 3 years ago, pretty much, and it was really lazy. Attempt at putting out a first like EP, and I mean it sounds great. My friend Smoke did an awesome job recording and making it sound really good, and it just wasn't really executed in the way that I wanted it to be. Like I wasn't really happy with the end product of it, and so I am actually gonna start recording a new record with some of those same songs on it, and like with other folks in the community that I've sort of like built up since leaving Full Moon Radio, and but Ghost Tracks, yeah, I released that last year on my birthday, which is March.
Has it been a year?
Yeah, wow. It was, well, almost as March.
Wow.
So, and I did that with some friends from, you know.
Well, I just got to hear it, like, 2 months ago, so.
Yeah, it's yeah. still new, like, it's
yeah.
like the most current thing I have, you know, and so I guess to me it's like songs that I've been playing for a long time, but to other people it's like,
right.
you know.
favorite place to play in Olympia?
As far as, like, depends. It depends what. Like, I like the Voyer because I grew up here and it's like my backyard kind of.
Right. And you also work here.
And I also work here and I love it. And here, you know, it's not perfect and that's hard.
Yeah.
But as with any bar.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as sound goes, I played at Obsidian recently, and their stage is really fancy and like impressive, and sound wise it's pretty cool to like play my guitar with my voice in there, because it's like a box, black box room, so it just fills the whole room with sound, and like
that's awesome.
Yeah, I really, yeah, I think the sound there is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your genre. Let's pretend like I've never heard anything you've ever done.
I try to stay away from genre names, or I make fun of them.
Just tell me, what's your music about? Tell me about your music. What feeds it?
Everything. I mean, like, I like to go running, and I really absorb. I guess I like to write about, like, the things that I'm feeling inspired by in the moment, which is, like, I feel like I have an over-sensory, like, I'm sensitive to, like, feeling inspired by the landscape, by people around me, by, like, situations I'm going through, you know, like, and I feel like I feel it all, so it doesn't necessarily always come out in, the clearest, as far as lyrics goes, like, the clearest, I'm not, like, saying directly what I'm going through or anything, but, like, it's kind of a mix of all these different elements of inspiration. Like, I'm really inspired by nature a lot. And so I make a lot of references to just like things I see, or I don't even know how, it's hard to explain.
I wish I could say how much your face just lighted up.
Yeah.
I wish people could see that, how much it lighted up.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, how about, what do you listen to when you're home?
Oh, all kinds of different things. I have musical ADD constantly, because I'll be like, I want to listen to Billie Holiday. And, you know, I'm in this feeling of like, oh, it's kind of like gray outside, rainy, like, you know, Billie Holiday, like, vibe. Or, you know, it's like, I feel really, like, energetic and exuberant, so I'm going to put on Metric, which is a super, like, upbeat, poppy, big, bright band, you know? And so I have favorites of all of the genres.
Right.
Know? People that I think are, like, the creme de la creme of each genre, and I like to, of my favorites. So that's, it really varies. Right now I've been listening to Metric a lot and Marilyn Manson.
Didn't you dress up for Marilyn Manson for Halloween?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and my roommate and I have been listening to Marilyn Manson like at least once a day for a couple of hours. We're awesome. Deep in this like zone of goth, like Marilyn Manson.
Awesome. Yeah. It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's exactly, it's the right time of year for
right.
it.
So right.
And it also, like, I was a fan of that band when I was 16, and that's like going to see Marilyn Manson and Hole together on that short tour they did before it all like collapsed.
Yeah.
But I got to see it in Seattle, and it was like the thing that I was like, oh, I want to do that. That's like, I want to play music.
So
it's cheesy, but it's true.
Is your family musically inclined? What
mm-hmm.
brought you into
what
you do?
My dad, like, growing up, we had this thing we called it Cutting Heads, and we would all take turns playing songs. My brother played the guitar, sing, my dad would, I would, and like, it was just like party time music.
Fun,
you know. And my mom would sometimes play. She's so shy.
Right.
She's like the most shy person ever, so it's hard for her.
Is your family here?
They, for the most part, they are. My mom and my brother live in town, And my dad lives in Pennsylvania in Gettysburg. He's like obsessed with whatever, something. History.
History's good.
Yeah.
So, have you been in Olympia your whole life?
I was born in Seattle, moved to Lacey when I was like third grade, and then moved to Olympia like at the beginning of high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was
fun
weird.
Times.
Well, it's just weird moving to like a new school district right before high school. I'm like, thanks, mom and dad.
Right. We moved every year when I was growing up.
Really?
Every year.
Yeah.
I had to start over. Mm-hmm. It was great. No.
Yeah.
No. It made me not shy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean.
Everywhere I turn, the wind whispers secrets. Secrets that are out in the open, spilled all over the ocean. A spontaneous fire combusting in midair. I'll hit a wood fence running, turn around and find you missing. Bitter, sweet summer spark, come into my room. I'll sit on the floor beneath the moon in the dark. I see the face of a ghost, and I have gone missing. In this dusty old room, hope there's enough time to spread your dirty wings. We'll listen to records and I'll wear my clothes to bed. This is my you. This is my life. Why is the truth so difficult to find? His ghosts have passed through this room, and my heart burns. Silent summer. Radio waves stuck on psychotropic islands. The long days where nothing is safe. All of your life has possessed me for this brief moment. The spell is broken. The spell is broken. You got a basement vibe, high life, but husbands and wives leading quiet lives stare into a book silently, hoping for something else. Something only found outside of oneself. And I'm nauseated all the time, sick to death. Choking on my tears, an addict, all wrapped up in the past. Four-leaf clovers near the water cover the ground, staring back at me with good intentions. As I withdraw all hasty suggestions, orbit the moon to mention my past. Heavy dramas and traps. Dear God, forgive me for being so vain. Someday I'll come back to this place. And I'll find you polishing old rings. I'll hit a wood
fence running and turn back to find you missing. In dreams, you walked away into the fog. Your shadow is gone and I miss it. Your ghost remains in my body. We were up all night talking, laughing, kissing underwater and making plans. Feels like water rushing through my room. The spell is broken, abruptly awoken to find glitter on the floor and the glimmer of summer on the beach.
What have you got coming up on your agenda?
Well, actually, lately I've been playing with all these different bands. And I'm super excited about them. I've been playing the electric guitar with Skrill Meadow, which is my friend Markley's band. And he's in that band Lake. I've heard of them, but they've been around for like 10 years now in Olympia, and they're like kind of like friends with the K Records folks, like that clique of people. And but anyways, yeah, I've been playing with Skrill Meadow, and then we have a show on Friday at TCTV.
Oh, right.
So that's
right,
cute,
fun.
Cool, fun thing to do.
Right.
And then today I have a show in Seattle. I've been singing with the Mona Reels. And that's my friend Peter and Summer, and they're like totally legends in this town. They're like, yeah, they're incredible.
Yeah.
Peter's a genius. really. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and so I've been singing with them, and we're gonna play in Seattle tonight. I don't know where.
Well, it won't get on until after that. So
okay, all right.
All right, so maybe a week or two out. What do we got?
And then let's see. On well, I don't have anything actually scheduled because I'm going to be recording for a while. So the next show I have is another surprise group that I'm playing with. Is I have my own jazz quartet that I'm singing with.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a new development in my life that just started happening. There's like this amazing legend in Olympia that just moved to Paris. Her name's Greta Jane, and she was in Olympia. She like started the Voyeur with Ryan. She like made all these lamps and everything. She's like does everything. She was in Romantique, totally like famous Olympia band. And then she was in the Greta Jane Jazz Quartet. Right. And then she was doing that for years and years and, like, had a monthly thing, a weekly thing here. And but she recently moved to Paris because she was like, I gotta go fly, you know. And she actually, like, asked or, like, you know, talked to me and said, I heard you're interested in singing in the quartet. Like, I think that's a really good idea. You should do that, you know. I think you have the right whatever it is, you know, that she thought I have.
Right.
So I started talking with Andrew and Vince Brown. He's like amazing guitar player around town, and Andrew is like amazing piano player, and we started kind of like we're charting or like finding keys for my voice to sing in, like correct keys for me. But we have a show at La Gitana on December 12th. It's on Capitol Way, like right next to Backdrop and Bronson. It's a pizza place.
Oh, so great.
Yeah,
great.
It's really fancy. It's a pizza place. But,
wow.
Yeah, it's so. And then I'm, like I said, working on solo album.
Right.
So. No shortage of music.
No.
Forever.
No, you just got, wow.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just like one of those one door closes, another one opens up,
right,
sort of thing. And, you know, it's different. You know, it's not like I don't, you know, miss Full Moon Radio or something. Like, I very much do. But, like,
right,
I am staying busy with these things and, like, that are good for my soul, you know?
Right.
So it's
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, being with, like, folks who are so, so sweet and kind, and I really need that. It's, like, it's just me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I really need that in my environment.
You look happy.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
You do. Yeah. You look happy.
Yeah, thank you.
What's the name of the jazz?
Well, right now it's called the Allie Baker Jazz Quartet.
Oh, wow. So, in December 12th.
Yeah, 12-12.
Wow. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and it's at 6:30 p.m. till 9.
Wow.
So it's free, and it's like, you know, they just want you to be there.
Right.
Basically.
Right. Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
There is no. Floats in ethereal under.
Yeah, and they, before it was called The Royal, and they were doing, that's the one that Greta used to do every Monday. But I don't know anything about that. I think we're just going to have to, it's like my own thing, you know. It's not like I'm trying to be her replacement or something. It's like our own thing.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's cool. Really exciting because it's totally a different venue for you.
Yeah, and it's also in jazz, like, so when you have jazz standards, you don't rehearse with the band, which is totally opposite of a rock band.
Right.
It's like you need to rehearse. It's just they, like, the band already knows all the standards, and you're like, you call out the name of the song in the key that you want, and they just start playing it, and you go, and you sing, and that's how they used to do it, like, in jazz clubs in, you know, the 20s and 30s, like, you know, that's how, like, Billie Holiday got her start, you know, and she's like, let me sing, and she's like, oh, I know all of me in this key, you know, and they would play it, and they're like, you're hired. And then that's how you made a living, and everybody was doing that. I just could not even imagine. Can you imagine going to see Billie Holiday perform?
Right?
Like, wow. Yeah, this makes me feel speechless.
Just, I know, I get goosebumps just listening to her.
Yeah.
And imagine live.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Well, it's just such a very
and to think that
powerful.
They don't practice. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just all know it. And so it's like completely, I'm like having to create new synapse neural pathways in my brain to figure this out.
Well, I mean, excuse my French, but you've got to have a lot of balls to get up there and just go like that, right?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you just totally have to have that. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see if I can get together with my piano player, though, and be like,
just a little. Right, just a little. Yeah. I think I would have to, because I'd be really, you've just really got to...
Yeah, it's like karaoke or something, but with a band.
Right. But, you know, wow, I'm excited for you. You could see that you're excited for it, too.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, it's, like, different, it's fun, and, you know, I'm doing music, so that's what I want to do, you know.
Yeah. So what else do? You run,
I learned that. I work here, I try to stay out of trouble, not to be a bad girl. I don't know, this and that. Like, I visit my friends, and I have friends that, you know, have kids, and they're like my niece and nephews and stuff.
Awesome.
So I like to hang out with them.
Sounds like you're pretty full.
Yeah, it's really hard to hang out with people, though, right now, because it's, just constant, like, every single day, pretty much.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I've noticed you've had really a lot of shows, too.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
And, totally.
Yeah, up north and here, and like, wow, where's the energy coming from?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty driven. So where do you see yourself in a couple of years?
I'd like to be making a living playing music. For the most part, you know, I don't mind working a couple days a week, but it's really hard. Like, I feel like the older I'm getting, the more I feel like energetically, like, just like for young people's job, I feel like kind of like a bartender, you know.
It's
like
almost jaded.
I feel a little bit, a little past jaded. it just can get kind of dark, you know, in here, and, it's like, it's a lot to deal with energetically, and I feel like sometimes I'm just, like, kind of tired in that way, but I don't know. I also, like, totally relate to chaos, and I like it, so it's kind of a good place for me. I don't necessarily like working at night, though.
Right.
I like working in the daytime here.
Yeah.
Just like this, it's like quiet and prep work for the most part.
Right. So, but. Just like the last year, I've been coming in here, and I could see how it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
can be taxing. Where do I see myself? I don't know. I want to visit some places and like kind of check them out and see if I'd be interested in them in the future. For some reason, I really feel drawn to Berlin. Or like maybe I just want to visit Paris and Berlin and like check them out. And I also, I want to travel. Like that's something I definitely want to do. Music. Even if I don't move there, I just want to travel.
Right. The music will help you travel.
Yeah, I think so. And I thought about like going to school and stuff like that, but it's just that I don't. Like, I'm already doing what I want to do, you know, so it's just about, like, kind of dealing with the, like, being poor aspect of it, you know, like, it's, like, the typical,
musician,
broke artist thing,
right, yeah, musician,
not starving,
no, that's good, but, yeah,
I'm really nourished by this community of people here, so, it's a good place to be.
Yeah. I love our cornucopia of musicians here. It's amazing. There's so many.
So many.
You'll have to introduce me to some of them.
Yeah, totally.
Because it sounds like you totally have, like, this other area that I don't know.
Yeah, there's one of my favorite bands is from here. And they're, I think they're the best band in Olympia.
Who are they?
Broken Water.
I haven't heard of them.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah. And they play here at La Voyer?
They have been playing at Obsidian a lot lately.
Right.
And, like, also, like, here and there are different spots, but, like, it seems to be... Because it's got such a good sound, you know?
Right,
like, here it's hard to get a good sound, and, like, it's kind of more fun.
Right, or thrash metal.
Yeah, it's just like
I've been to a lot of thrash metal shows here.
Yeah.
Actually. I have not been to Obsidian. I mean, I was in there when they were first opening, and their stage wasn't ready yet. So, I'll have to go really soon. But you play there, so I can go.
Yeah. Also, Tush Burlesque have been doing their monthly burlesque shows there at Obsidian. Yeah. And so that's kind of their new like home, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's great.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I love those guys.
The Brotherhood was doing the trapeze thing.
Yeah, they do. I think every Wednesday they do the aerial thing there, which is cool. I don't ever, like, hang out there, which I think it's kind of a cool place, and maybe I should, but, like, I'm always on the 400 block.
That's
like my hood.
You feel comfortable here.
I do, yeah. And I like QB and the Reef, too.
Oh, yeah. So we know where to find you.
You know where to find me now.
Right.
Except for I don't really drink.
Right.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
I like go to these places, but I don't like.
It's probably very smart.
Well, I bet the bartenders would not agree with that. What are you talking about? I never drink, and I'm like, every once in a while, I will.
Yeah. It's probably, you know.
It's like being a bartender. It's like my defense of like.
Right.
I just, you know, not even go there.
I was a bartender for a lot of years.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. Although you get away from it and you forget how bad it really was. You know?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Anything more you
want
to tell me about?
I don't know. Do you have any more questions?
So you're recording now. You've got some new songs, plus you're going to redo some of your old ones.
Yeah. I'm going to have my friend Summer sing with me, and, like, this time my record is going to be a little bit more, like, personable, and it's like my grandma died recently, and I wrote a song about that, and it might get a little bit more sad, which is, like, how is that even possible? But like, it's a way for me to like, and it's like also about breaking up with woman radio too, and like, you know, like it's, there's like all these different elements of it, and it's less kind of nature-y, I think, and more like personal. So I'm kind of excited to like flush that out, you know, and like start working on maybe something, some new, like more energetic expression.
Yeah.
Maybe start another rock band. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Would you go back?
To Full Moon Radio? Not in that particular formation. But I wish everybody well. You know, I don't. You know, we just broke up. It's not like I hold a grudge against anybody. So.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys
and
were together for a long
Sarah
time.
And I have been friends since we were like 18 or 19. So we're not going anywhere. Yeah. You know, like we still hang out. We're friends. So it's cool. She's great. Amazing.
Do you know what she's doing now?
She was doing the tribute thing. She was in the Bengals. And I think that she's kind of wanting a break. Like, I can't exactly speak exactly for her. I don't know what's going on, you know, in her brain. But, like, as far as I know, I'm pretty sure she's, like, chilling. Like, I think that was kind of hard for her to, for a full moment.
Sure, you guys were together for how long?
3.5 years. It's a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
That's a long relationship.
It is.
You know? And,
yeah.
And also, you have a relationship with...
Right. All
the
fans. Right.
So, that's a whole other dynamic, and I think that's still kind of hard element of, like, oh, your band broke up? It's like, yeah. And then people are like, why? And it's like, I can't, like, explain it to you in a sentence. It's, like, so... complex and stuff. Like, why do people break up? There's many reasons. You know?
Yeah, just happen.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes we need to like be brave and bold and like face things that aren't necessarily the most like, you know, that are painful, you know, and like grow.
Right.
Personally, just grow as people. You need those times in your life, you know.
Well, everything is an experience.
Yeah. Really, it's like this process, you know.
Any advice for other bands out there? Other single artists? Other struggling musicians?
Bands are nice because you feel like it's a sense of like we're all in it together, and it's like, you know, being a solo artist can be like a little bit more depressing because you're kind of by yourself. And, like, you don't know how other people are going to perceive you, and it's so intimate, and you're just, like, opening up your heart for everybody to see, and, like, okay, here it is, and, like, it's like reading poetry, like, out loud, like, every line better be good.
Right.
You don't have much to work with here. It's like, with a band, you're, like, have this net of so many things going on, you know? So, I don't know, it's just, like, about... like perfecting your own whatever you're doing, whether you're in a band or you're like solo, just like working on your craft and not necessarily you know, you can't be perfect on the first try and you're gonna mess up and just gotta flush out ideas that aren't that good and so you can write better ones and you know, just like keep doing what you're doing.
That's pretty good advice.
Yeah, I mean there's basically as boiled simply as it could be boiled down to, you know.
I don't think I have anything else for you.
Cool.
I know. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Totally, absolutely.
Nice to get to know
Thanks
you a
for
little bit.
Asking me. It's nice to be asked. So.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlaCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.